Two thoughts now on the upcoming Scottish independence vote. In a moment, a detached analytical voice tallies the potential economic cost of going it alone. But first, an emotional voice from Glasgow, with a heart agonizing over the future. I had this perfectly civilized conversation last week with actor James McAvoy, talking about his latest movie, The Disappearance of Eleanor Rigby. It's a three-hour slow dance of sadness and emotional pain all about New York City hipsters. But when I asked McAvoy about the upcoming referendum back home, he grabbed his sword and stepped back into history.
Yeah, I do have intense feelings about the Scottish referendum. It's a massive decision. When you vote for a new president or a new prime minister, 4 years later, you get to change your mind. So if they say, we'll make sure the health service is in better nick and we'll make sure that you're £200 a year better off at the end of the year, you go, I'll go with that guy. They don't prove themselves to be true. Then 4 years later, you go, right, whatever, I'm going to go with the next guy. But when we're talking about independence or continued unification, we're talking about the future of the country that will be irrecoverable for maybe ever, but certainly tens, maybe 100 years, I don't know. It's going to be very hard to do this again. We're talking about independence or continued unification, and they're bartering on health service might be slightly better, or you're going to have £200 more in your pocket at the end of the year. But if we don't get that, if they're not true to their word, then we don't get to say, right, 4 years later, I'm going to vote for unification or independence either way. Whatever we vote for is the way it's going to be. And what I worry is that the political argument is actually clouding the debate, and it should be a matter of the heart. Ireland fought, bled and died for its independence over 100 years ago. That's how much it mattered to them. Do we fight and die for our independence now? No. We're talking about finance for independence. Now, do we want independence because we think we're going to be better off, or do we want independence because we just want it? Because no matter how it turns out tomorrow, even if it's bad for us, if we just wanted independence, then we've won. But I just worry that people are going to be disillusioned if they don't get what they're promised, whatever way they vote, because everybody's fallen into this political argument. We're going to be better off or we're not going to be better off, and it's not about that. Independence is about a sense of identity.
So I don't know how you're going to vote, but I think you feel like it's going to go for independence and you're worried about that. That's what I'm hearing.
No, I'm worried about us getting independence and then 4 years later, the Scottish National Party do what 99% of political parties around the world seem to do and not quite deliver on what they said they were going to deliver on. And then how do we feel about that then? Do we go, oh no, well, we've got no get out. We've got no protest vote after that. We can't then vote against them because they've got what they need, got what they want. And they will have it for probably forever. However, I'm up for independence. I really am. But I just don't want people voting for it because they trust these politicians that suddenly, because we're talking about independence, everybody trusts what they say. You're like, come on, man. Why do we suddenly have good politicians, because they seem to be talking about something that motivates people. Keep an eye on it. And also, it's not a political topic. You know, once we have a free country, then you can get political within it. But the idea of becoming free is a matter of the heart, and it's a matter of identity, personal and national identity. And that's something different, actually, you know?
Well, I have to say, I've had a lot of conversations about the vote. This is the most heartfelt one. Yeah, another pint over here. Another round. Definitely feel that way. All right, so we'll see how it turns out.
Yeah, no, totally. I'll back my country whichever way we go. I mean, I really will. I just hope the way we go is the way that my country's heart has led them.
Actor James McAvoy left our studio and hopped a plane back to Glasgow to cast his vote in the independence referendum. He wouldn't tell us what his vote would be. He also wouldn't tell us if he'd even made up his mind yet. He may still be weighing his options right now.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.